Time for a Gaza Corner, which we do around 11 o'clock-ish every Saturday night. And tonight I want to do a change of pace, something that I've really not done before, but I really should. I should do it every year, in fact. And that is find the movies of the San Francisco International Film Festival that are about the Middle East. Now, the festival is in the home stretch, so I really should have done this last week. Shame on me. But the festival is going through Thursday, and there's still a lot of good movies that you can see, outstanding movies. And I want to go over some of them. The festival began April 21st. It's the longest-running film festival in the Americas. And as I say, a number of Middle Eastern films. I want to start off by talking about, and by the way, everything I'm talking about is on the Tangents website, so you can check that out, and all the movies have a link that brings you to the page that really has a lot of information about them, including the language, where they're filmed, the director, all that kind of stuff, and when they are playing. One film that I did see, and unfortunately it's not being shown anymore, but I'm going to talk about it because it was so outstanding, and the fact is that there's an excellent chance it will receive independent distribution, and you really, I can't recommend it more highly. The movie is called Sonita, S-O-N-I-T-A, S-O-N-I-T-A, and that's her first name, that's what the movie's title is, Sonita. But her name is Sonita Alizadeh. And she's an undocumented... This is a real story. It's a documentary. And she is an undocumented Afghan refugee. She escapes a very close encounter, dangerous encounter with the Taliban, and escapes to Tehran, the capital of Iran. And her family gets split up. Part of her family's in Afghanistan. She and her older sister is in Tehran, and she lives at a place called the Tehran Society for the Protection of Working and Street Children. And she discovers a passion. She discovers a love of rap music, and she's great. She's charismatic. She just is terrific, a really excellent rap singer. She's a teenager. And at the same time, she's from this very poor family, and her family tracks her down, and they want to forcibly take her back to Afghanistan and sell her into marriage, forced marriage, which is considered, part of the Afghani tradition of bride price. It's a bride price system, and if she gets married, they get a lot of money. They can give their that money to her brother, and he can get a wife, and so on. So the film exposes this really nightmarish patriarchal control that is part of traditional Afghani culture. But ultimately, what makes the film outstanding to me is what makes any film or documentary outstanding. The story is remarkable. And it really would be unbelievable, except that it's true. And it won the World Cinema Grand Jury Prize. It won the Audience Award at the Sundance Film Festival. So just file it away in your mental file somewhere, because it will be out, I'm quite sure, and distributed independently. It's called Sonita. And it also gives you a glimpse of what Tehran is like. And it's the poverty part of Tehran. It's not a glamorous look at Tehran. It's a perspective that you probably have never seen. Sonita, S-O-N-I-T-A. That's the film. Another film, and these are not films that I've seen, so I'm going by the descriptions on the website, which is SFFS, S Frank Frank Sam, samfrankfranksam.org. It's called Presenting Princess Shaw. Kind of a Cinderella story, except it's true. It's a documentary about a New Orleans rest home caregiver with a sort of secret life. She writes and she sings and she puts her songs up on Facebook, and like no one cares, no one follows her. It's kind of bleak, but it's her love. And then out of nowhere, halfway across the earth, an Israeli producer-composer who lives in a kibbutz in the Negev Desert creates these mashup versions of songs from scouring YouTube videos. And he finds songs, transforms them, and then puts them up. And the artists that he, you know, uses, they never know until it's posted online. And this is what happens with this New Orleans singer. The video that he mashes up goes viral, and it seems like it would be a very entertaining and a pretty incredible documentary, which, again, is true. This really happened. There's a Lebanese film that sounds interesting to me. By the way, the New Orleans film called Presenting Princess Shaw is showing on May 4th and May 5th. May 4th at the Victoria Theater in the Mission, 6 p.m., and 5:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, May 5th, the last day of the festival, at the Alamo Drafthouse New Mission Theater in the Mission. There's a Lebanese film, and it seems pretty cool. It's the main character's name is Ziad. Ziad is determined to leave the family pizza business, which is really a front for rather intense criminal activity that's done behind the pizza place. Ziad aims to move up Beirut's underworld ladder, and he comes up with this pretty cunning idea of smuggling stolen drugs past customs in film reel canisters. And in order to make the scam work, he and his brothers have to put together the semblance of a real movie production company. And this then evolves into a genuine love of movie making. And all of the skills that Ziad honed as a criminal turn out to be very useful in making him a top-notch movie producer. So this is showing at the Roxy Theater tomorrow night, 9 p.m., you cannot get advance tickets online. They say tickets will be released on the day of the screening. Another film takes place in Afghanistan. It's described as a suspenseful war film called Neither Heaven Nor Earth. It's spoken in French and Farsi. And it uses fear of the dark, to great effect. There's a no man's land between the army and the Taliban, where two army soldiers disappear under very mysterious circumstances. And the Taliban send out a patrol and search for two of their own who similarly vanish under very mysterious circumstances. The only clue to these occurrences is a supernatural tale spun by a village teenager. I like the quote at the website. It says, "The no man's land is the abyss that the imperious Westerners plunge themselves into when they are on soil that doesn't belong to them." And that is showing Wednesday, May 4th, 6 p.m. at the Alamo Drafthouse New Mission. Another film, this one in Farsi, is called Under the Shadow. It's described, and I'm quoting, as a shiveringly good ghost story set in a Tehran apartment building in the waning days of the Iran-Iraq War. It's a rare and refreshing example of a horror film and political allegory that doesn't need to spill blood to be truly scary, unquote. That one tomorrow night, 10 p.m. at the Alamo Drafthouse New Mission. There's a film in both Arabic and French called As I Open My Eyes. This is a film that is staged in Tunisia. It's in the summer before Tunisia's 2011 Jasmine Revolution. The drama follows an 18-year-old who is a headstrong singer in an underground band. They all had to be underground at that time, who pushes back against her mother's attempts to control her. But she also confronts the government-sanctioned cultural police and the dangers that she faces from, at that time, the very repressive Tunisian regime. The film also shows interesting scenes of nightlife in Tunisia, in the capital, Tunis. I may go to Tunisia in October, so this is of interest to me. The film, again, is called As I Open My Eyes, and it provides a perspective on the simmering unrest that was going on that propelled Tunisia to overthrow the president, Ben Ali, and his corrupt government, and led and really sparked the Arab Spring. Tunisia was the first country to be that catalyst. That show is Monday, May 2nd, 6 p.m. at the Roxy in San Francisco. There's a film that is shot in Istanbul, Turkey, called Frenzy. It's billed as a psychological thriller which recasts modern-day Istanbul as an eerie, dystopian surveillance state where no man, woman, or even canine is safe. That one is Tuesday, May 2nd, 9 p.m. at the Roxy, and also Thursday, May 5th, the last night of the festival, 8:15 at the Roxy Theater. There's a Israeli film called Mountain. It's filmed in Jerusalem. It's in Hebrew. It's shot against the tombstones of Jerusalem's Mount of Olives. And again, all of these films I'm mentioning, the links are at the Tangents website. Just click on them and you get a lot more information. This one's showing May 1st, May 2nd, May 3rd. And again, you can go to the Tangents website, or of course, you can go to the website of the film festival and get the information as well. And the website is SFFS, like in Sam, frankfranksam.org, www.sffs.org. There are six shorts on one night on May 4th at the Roxy at 8:45. They only total 71 minutes for six shorts, and one of them's a minute. A six-minute film that sounds interesting is Abu Ammar is Coming. And what it says is a black-and-white photo of five men in the 1980s Lebanon, opens a speculative inquiry into the history of Bangladeshi freedom fighters in the PLO, in the Palestine Liberation Organization. That is a six-minute film. There's another film, a short, called My Aleppo. This is 18 minutes. And Aleppo is the city in Syria that right now is getting the most constant bombardment of any city in Syria in this horrific war. It's the story of a young, displaced Syrian family living in a cramped Pretoria, South Africa apartment. It examines their guilt, their heartbreak, when thinking about their beloved Aleppo and that their family is still there, their friends are still there, and it shows scenes where they're Skyping their friends and family and how they deal with not being there, but seeing their friends and family living under war conditions in Aleppo. There's another short that it sounds very dear to my heart because I'm very much a follower of the war in the southeast of Turkey right now, which is a primary reason I'm not doing the Tangents Turkey Music Tour these days. It's called September-October 2015, Cizre. Turkey unleashed a war on the Kurds living in the southeast of Turkey last summer. This is a 15-minute short that focuses on the Kurdish-populated town Cizre, which is near the Syrian border, and has been under siege almost continuously by the Turkish military. And when I say under siege, I mean tanks go in, they bombard them, civilians are killed. It's horrific. In this short, cell phones provide the visual evidence of the aftermath of Turkey's devastating attacks in Cizre back in September and October. And I say it's still going on, and for the most part, news of this is blacked out by the mainstream media. These shorts are all happening on Wednesday, May 4th, 8:45 p.m. at the Roxy. There's a film called National Bird. This is not a Middle Eastern film, but I think you might be interested. Your Call did a feature on it. Executive produced by Wim Wenders and Errol Morris. You may remember Errol Morris as the director of The Fog of War, the score by Philip Glass. This documentary is about what the U.S. government does not want you to know about drone warfare by focusing on three veterans whose service experience causes them to question the usage of drones in overseas combat. It's showing tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, at the Victoria Theater in the Mission, May 2nd, 12:30 in the afternoon, at the Alamo Drafthouse New Mission, and Tuesday, May 3rd, 4 p.m. in Berkeley, at the UC Berkeley Art Museum and Pacific Film Archive. And lastly, I want to hit on the film, which is all about music. It's The Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma, and the Silk Road Ensemble. This one, they're not selling any tickets in advance, only day of. The story, which means it's, sold a lot in advance. It's the story of Yo-Yo Ma and his Silk Road Ensemble. It was originally conceived as a collective. The ensemble was originally conceived as a collective of musicians drawn from the Central Asian Silk Road countries, which include the regions of China and Iran, the Arabian Peninsula, India. And the group eventually broadened to include talent from all over the world. The Oscar-winning filmmaker Morgan Neville frames it, and he says, the Silk Road Ensemble arose out of Yo-Yo Ma's quest to uncover Leonard Bernstein's theoretical, quote, universal language of music, and to identify and cultivate the intersections between cultures where harmony connects disparity. This is a quote. It features archival footage from Yo-Yo Ma's career, including his performance as a seven-year-old prodigy in front of President Kennedy and First Lady Jacqueline. The documentary also includes many kind of behind-the-scenes stories of ensemble members like Damascus-born clarinetist Kenan Esma, who I met, and he and I were very in a preliminary state planning on doing a Tangents Syria music tour before the Syria war changed everything. It also features backstories on Iranian exile and acclaimed Comanche player Kahan Kalhor and Wu Man, the master of the four-string Chinese pipa. Again, the information on the festival, it runs through May 5th, is at sffs.org, or go to the Tangents website.